ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 1. The title of the chapter is A History of the Life of Ajami. So this is today special privilege that is bestowed as a replacement speaker for today. So thank you for this opportunity. So we will primarily read and try to discuss whatever. So, eager in my mati. And of course, if I miss anything, our realized soul, Sri Krishna Prabhu is here, so he will tell us more. So, today's verse number that we're reading is 90. So, we'll follow the style of Karunanidhi. So, he will just repeat first one word and then repeat the whole verse. Sakra. मना
मना
कृष्णपादा रविंदा
कृष्णपादा रविंदाय
निवेशितम्
निवेशितम्
तत्
तत्
गुणारागी
गुणारागी
ये
ये
इहा
इहा
ना
ना
ते
ते
यमं
यमं
पाशावर्ता
पाशावर्ता
च
च
तत् भतन सपने अपि
सपने अपि
पश्यन्ति
पश्यन्ति
हि चिरना निष्कर्ता
चिरना निष्कर्ता
सक्रन मना कृष्णा पादा रविंद सक्रन मना कृष्णा पादा रविंद निवेशितं तद्गुणारगीयेह नातेयं पाशभरताश्च तद्भतन् नातेयमं पाशभरताश्च तद्भतन् स्वप्ने के पश्यन्ति हि चिरना निष्कृतः स्वप्ने के पश्यन्ति हि चिरना निष्कृतः सक्रं मना कृष्णा पादारविन्द निवेशितं तद्गुणारागीयेह नातेयमं पाशभरता च तद्भतन् स्वप्ने पिपजयन्ति हि शरणा निष्कृतः सक्रं मनः कृष्णा पादारविन्द निवेशितं तद्गुणारागीयेह नातेयमं पाशभरता च तद्भतन् स्वप्ने पश्यन्ति हि चिरना निष्कृतः
निवेशितं तद्गुणारागीयेह
नातेयमं पाशभरताश्च तद्भतन्
Hare Krishna, word to word translation. Sakrat.
Sakrat.
Once only.
Once only.
Manaha.
Manaha.
The mind.
The mind.
Krishna Padarabindyo.
Krishna Padarabindyo.
On to the two lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Niveshitam.
Niveshitam.
Completely surrender.
Completely surrender.
Tat.
Tat.
Of Krishna.
Of Krishna.
Gunaragi.
Gunaragi.
Which is somewhat attached to the qualities, name, fame and paraphernalia.
Which is somewhat attached to the qualities, name, fame and paraphernalia.
E.
E.
Pahum.
Iha.
Iha. In this world.
In this world.
Na.
Na.
Not.
No.
They.
They.
Such persons.
Such persons.
Yamam.
Yamam.
Yamaraja, the superintendent of death.
Yamaraja, the superintendent of death.
Pasha Vrata.
Pasha Vrata.
Those who carry ropes.
Those who carry ropes.
To catch sinful persons.
To catch sinful persons.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
Tat.
Tat.
His.
Badan.
Badan.
Auto carrier.
Auto carrier.
Sapne api.
Sapne api.
Even in dreams.
Even in dreams.
Pasyanti.
Pasyanti.
See.
See.
He.
He.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Chirana iskrataha.
Chirana iskrataha.
Who have performed the right type of atonement.
Who have performed the right type of atonement.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Although not having fully realized Krishna, persons who have even once surrendered completely onto his lotus feet and who have become attracted to his name, form, qualities and pastimes are completely free from all sinful reactions. For they have thus accepted the true method of atonement. Even in dreams, such surrenders who do not see Yamaraj or his other carriers, who are equipped with ropes to bind the sinful. Purport. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 66, Sarva dharman parityajya mamam ekam charanam vraja aham tvam sarva pabhavayo mokshayami ma sau. Abandon all remedies of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. This is the same principle. The same principle is described here. Sakran mana Krishna padaravinda. If by studying Bhagavad Gita one decides to surrender to Krishna, he is immediately freed from all sinful reactions. It is also significant that Sukadeva Goswami, having several times repeated the words Vasudeva Parayana and Narayana Parayana, finally says Krishna Padarvinda, thus indicates that Krishna is the origin of both Narayana and Vasudeva. Even though Narayana and Vasudeva are not different from Krishna, simply by surrendering to Krishna, one fully surrenders to all his expansions, such as Narayana, Vasudeva and Govinda. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mata Pratataram Nayak, there is no truth superior to me. There are many names and forms of Supreme Pasarya of Godhead, but Krishna is the supreme form, Krishna to Swayam Bhagavan. Therefore, Krishna recommends to neophyte devotees that one should surrender unto him only, Mam Ekam, because neophyte devotees cannot understand what the forms of Narayana, Vasudeva and Govinda are. Krishna directly says, Mam Ekam. Herein, this is also supported by the word Krishna Padaravinda. Narayana does not speak personally, but Krishna or Vasudeva does, as in Bhagavad Gita, for example. Therefore, to follow the direction of Bhagavad Gita means to surrender to Krishna. And to surrender in this way the highest perfection of Bhakti Yoga. Parikshit Maharaj had inquired from Sukadeva Goswami how one can be saved from falling into various conditions of this life. In this verse, Sukadeva Goswami answers that a soul who has surrendered to Krishna certainly cannot go to Naraka, hellish existence. To say nothing of going there, even in his dreams he does not see Yamaraj or his order carriers who are able to take one there. In other words, if one wants to save himself from falling into Naraka, hellish life, he should fully surrender to Krishna. The word sacred is significant because it indicates that if one sincerely surrenders to Krishna once, he is saved even if by chance he falls down by committing sinful activities. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 30, Api che sudacharo bhajatmam anyaya bhag sudur eva sya matvava samayo vivashito hi sa. Even if one commits the most abominal actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. If one never for a moment forgets Krishna, so he is saved even if by chance he falls down by committing sinful acts. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 40, the Lord also says, Niha vikhamo na sosti prataya vayo na vidayate salpan api asya dharmasya trayate mahat bhaya. In this endeavor, there is no loss of tribulation. And a great advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Elsewhere in Gita, chapter 6, verse 40, the Lord says, Nahi kalayana krit kesi durgatim tata gacchati. One who performs auspicious activity is never overcome by evil. The highest kalayana, auspicious activity, is to surrender to Krishna. This is the only path by which one can save oneself from falling down into hellish life. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati has confirmed this as follows. Kaivedam rakayate tridasapur aksya usapayate durdanindriya kala swarpa patali prakota damtayate visvan puna sukayate vidhi mahindrescha ketayate yat karuna katasya vaibhavatam tam gauram eva tuma. The sinful actions of one who has surrendered unto Krishna are compared to a snake with its poison fangs removed. Pratavakam damsa tayate. Such a snake is no longer to be feared. Of course, one should not commit sinful activities on the strength of having surrendered to Krishna. However, even if one who has surrendered to Krishna happens to do something sinful because of his former habits, such sinful perceptions no longer have destructive effect. Therefore, one should adhere to the lotus feet of Krishna very tightly and serve him under the direction of the spiritual master. Thus, in all conditions, one will be prakuto bhaya, free from fear. Hare Krishna. So this verse is, I guess, one of the verses that has very detailed purport from Srila Prabhupada. So which primarily illustrates how important it is. Of course, Prabhupada in purport he mentioned about, perhaps reminding what Parikshit Maharaj has inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, that in your previous previous canto, so you know, Sukadeva Goswami has discussed very detailed about destination of persons who perform sinful activities. And the destination can be, all type of planets within this universe, including Swargaloka and of course all Pataloka, especially hellish planets, the various types of sins and type of sin that you take to different unique hellish planet. There are, more than 28 hellish planets, and the destination of each person who committed very different type of sins are already discovered there. Of course, this has made Parikshit Maharaj very, so he was sorrowful of thinking that all these living entities are going to go to those hellish planets. So what can one do to save those living entities, those persons? So this chapter today is talks about with example of illustrating from Ajamar life, so how he was able to save himself. So from that perspective, Sukadeva Goswami already explained few different methods through which one can atone. Then perhaps somehow you might be able to escape from Yamadut or his Yamadut arbitrariness. So the verse, this chapter started with discussing more about starting with doing ritualistic activities, karma kanda activities, through which we might be able to counter some of those sins, but not fully. So that again, that method is a little bit temporary method. So then move on to jnana kanda. So not only performing certain pious activities through which we can nullify few, but also having right knowledge. So perhaps understanding, so what is really pious, what is impious, what is really truth, what is untruth. Then having understood, so these aspects along with having what person identity is, so then with that jnana, so he purifies or try to not to do activity that are sinful, so thereby we might be able to escape these sinful inclination. Because these inclinations are not fully eradicated, so because of this one way actually continuing. So now what to do? So what is the proper solution? So this is where now comes to bhakti. So so we have seen last three verses where it started with Vasudeva Parayana, then that is surrender to Vasudeva under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then so we discussed about our previous pravachana. Acharyas have discussed about Narayana Parayana. Then so which can actually remove that inclination for sinful activity. So of course there were other very nice analogy was given. So if there is a big tree, a lot of leaves are fallen and they are already bright, and when you burn, so perhaps only those the leaves are burned to ashes, but there are roots that are very deep. So when the rain falls, these roots will start appearing. Of course, some of them appear very quickly, some of them take time, depending upon type of tree. So therefore, so this that method of jnana is not the best one. So henceforth, remembering Lotus Feet of Vasudeva and remembering Lord Narayana and following his instruction. So by following instruction teachings of Narayana and his devotees, so we will be able to associate with those instruction, then not only just know instruction but also follow them in our life. That is the most important. So you may be knowing both Bhagavad Gita, but if you do not follow in our life, so it is of no use. Correct? Just by knowledge we cannot really achieve true success. In fact, it is said that so one may be a perfect jnani, but if jnana doesn't lead to devotion, it is useless principle, waste. Like throwing away the whole knowledge itself is simply waste. So henceforth, having surrendered to Vasudeva, having surrendered to Narayana, so surrender means not only hearing the instruction but following them. So following them in our life is the most important. So that was explained. Then of course yesterday I think we have very nice discussion about this pot, a pot that filled with liquor, even though you might try to wash from water from all kinds of pyres or rivers like Ganga river water, Yamuna river water, Saraswati river water, Kaveri river water, and then there are many other rivers, including even the river here in Melbourne. What is that river called?
Yeah.
So this river is, I think, not that clean. So let us not take this water. But you take water from so many of these, very nice rivers. So even if you take water from perhaps Radha Kund and Shankund, not sure it will clean that pot with traces of Rika. So the method that is described here is bhakti. So bhakti method, bhakti yoga, or upasana khanda are the right methods for achieving that perfection. So thereby this inclination to perform simple activities will be completely eradicated. So the root is there, the simple activities, the root is there. It may crop up any time in our life. The person may be performing, in Satya Yoga, performing Dhyana Yoga, Dhyana, for hundreds of, thousands of years. But suddenly, an incident happens, the person can fall down. And this we have seen in life of many other, great tapasvis like, Vishwamitra. Correct? So Vishwamitra performed tapas for, I think, more than 50,000 years. So in spite of performing tapas for 50,000 years, when he heard, sound of, ankle bells of Menaka, so he got attracted and opened his eyes, and then all his tapas for 50,000 years is nullified and became zero. Correct? So there is a big danger. But those who have taken Bhaktipa, so they have proven, themselves demonstrated in spite of getting allurement, very easy allurement. In fact, without invited, they have come, but they have successfully withstood those onslaught. So, for example, Srila Haridas Thakur, we remember him, who is Acharya Purini. So, he was also presented a similar situation like Vishwamitra, but he was able to conquer. So, not only conquer, but also transform other person into a Vaishnava. So this shows how powerful the Bhakti path is, that not only the propensity but the complete root itself is eradicated. If the root of simple propensity, if that is eradicated, then easily so one can be successful. Then of course not only make this life success but also make next life success. So this was today. So emphasizing those, indicating that although having not fully realized Krishna, the person who is performing bhakti, he may not fully realize Krishna. So partially realized. Of course, we can realize God in three different ways. So we can realize God as a Brahman, or as a Paramatma, or as a Supreme Swayam Bhagavan. So, personality. So, absolute truth is realized in three ways. So, person may be performing bhakti, but their realization is at one of these levels or not fully. But still, so that person has surrendered to Lord Lotus Feet. So, his Nama, Rupa, Guna, and Leela. So, one who surrendered to Lord name, that is Nama, Rupa, that is form, his Guna, qualities, and leelas and pastimes. So where one is able to remember or chant his holy name and able to through his eyes able to see Lord form, then of course we have propensity to see want to see always beautiful things, beautiful persons. So we can see beautiful deities. So that is attracted to Lord form. Then qualities. And suddenly people get attracted to person exhibiting great qualities. Even qualities like person who is very intelligent. So people are attracted. And the person who is very, very renounced, then all he does is for the good of other people. Say for example, we hear Mahatma Gandhi is attracted by everyone. So just 3 weeks ago, so Australian Prime Minister Morrison, people call him as Cuomo, Scott Morrison. So Scott Morrison has inaugurated a almost lifetime murti of Mahatma Gandhi here in Melbourne. So they are attracted. And of course, there are people attracted, and of course, in every world, there are people who are not attracted also. Not only attracted, not attracted, but they also hate. And some of you might have heard about incident. After the inaugurated, after a few days, somebody went and tried to destroy that murti. So we have all kinds of people, that propensity is there. So so attracting qualities, so therefore it is important to attract the qualities in a positive way. Then pastimes, leelas. So of course these pastimes are very powerful, Lord's pastimes in particular, and Srimad Bhagavatam is full of pastimes. So we can read Bhagavad Gita, so you know, so Prabhupada purpose start with the teachings of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, verse 66 of chapter 18 talks about Sarva Dharma Paritaja. So there is all about instruction. So you know, just like we say, so this human form of life or any living being is like a machine, and this machine needs to be guided and operated according to the instruction of the manufacturer. So here as humans, living entities, so we are created by Lord. So ultimately even this body was the gift of Lord. So human form especially, so is the most you know, precious. So this form should be utilized as per the instruction of the Creator. And those instructions are in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a manual for operating our human machine and make this machine successful. If it is not used properly as per the instruction of the manufacturer, so we will end up having an accident, just like you try to drive a vehicle. Then, so there are instructions on how to operate. So not only instructions from the manufacturer, but also instructions from the people ruling the place, like governments who make a rule on at what speed you should run in which place. So similarly for us, Lord instructions are like just instructions that are given by the manufacturer, but we also get instructions from our, you know, those who are, you know, administering our behavior, like for example our guru. Right, Shiksha Gurus or Diksha Gurus. So they also give us certain instruction apart from what are there in Bhagavad Gita. So we need to follow them also. If we don't follow them, then of course, so danger. One can meet accident, or one can, you know, the accident can damage to the person or to other person. So it's very important to follow the instruction given by Lord in Bhagavad Gita, but also the teaching that are distinct and explained to us how we should really put them in practice by the spiritual masters. So here in purport, you know, Prabhupada emphasizes a lot about Sarva Dharma Paritajya, Mama Ekam Sarana Praja. So we as human beings, Lord has endowed with intelligence. So some buddhi, mind is there, and some intelligence is there. And of course, Lord has also given us free will. So because of that free will, we might just misuse those free will and do all sorts of activities that are not compliance with the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Right? So when they are in not compliance, so lead to a lot of problems. Or we might, even if you take up pious activities, karma kanda activities, you know, jnana kanda activities, or dhyana, so we might perform all of this, but we might still do sinful activities. So we sin accumulated. But here, so by surrendering to Lord, Sarva Dharma Paritajya, so we will be able to, you know, overcome all those sins. So Lord is saying that do not worry. So we can take up, even though we perform sinful activities, so we are not able to overcome all those sinful activities. But we have surrendered to Lord. So Lord is guaranteeing that, so I will take, so don't worry, do not fear. So if you surrender to me, then follow the instruction, you don't worry about the sins that you committed, so those are nullified by Lord. So this is the assurance that is giving, this is like a money back guarantee. Correct? You purchase this, if it is not working as per your satisfaction, don't, no problem, just come and return to bank, and we will give back the money. So money back guarantee. Similarly here, Lord Krishna is assuring not only assuring but also do not fear. Like we might be still fear, you know, we have surrendered to so many people, but we have not fulfilled our expectation. Sometimes we surrender to, you know, some personalities and we end up becoming disappointed. So whereas here Lord is guaranteeing that this surrender will not go away. So when we surrender, all the sinful activities are nullified, our sinful reactions are nullified. As a result, so we will be able to purify our existence. So that is the whole goal of Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Yoga is all about purifying our existence and purifying our activities and acting in such a way that it pleases Lord. So as we are following the instructions, definitely it pleases Lord. So these teachings from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are, you know, life and soul of devotee. So when they are life and soul of their devotees, so they utilize all their abilities, all their time, all their efforts in pleasing Lord. Of course, in pleasing Lord means not only serving Lord, but also taking other living entities who are suffering in this world, so back to Godhead. So that is what Prabhupada actually real mission. So the real mission is to promote teachings of Lord in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the lives of everybody and create subhadra auspicious in their life. When the auspicious comes into their life, so suddenly so the propensity of sinful activities will disappear slowly over a period of time. It won't happen instantly for most people. So here in this temple itself, Prabhupada was asked, so how much time it takes to surrender? So this verse was discussed. So that was possibly in 1974, 75, 76. So I think at that time, yesterday we heard from Sri Krishna Prabhu, it seems he has seen Prabhupada and he can still remember the form of Prabhupada. So that was already nearing 50 years. So remembering a form of Lord devotee is as good as remembering Lord himself. Correct? So it seems when we wake up in the morning, so we can, you know, remember Lord, or we can remember our spiritual master. So in one of the teachings, I recently learned that even if you are able to remember devotees, so it is as good as remembering Lord. So because devotees are carrying Lord in their heart. So they are, you know, like a dham, they are pure dham. Wherever they go, they make the place into dham. So, so these making, perfecting our life by remembering their form, just like Sri Krishna Prabhu. I hope I can remember Sri Krishna Prabhu in another 15 years time. So then through him I will remember Prabhupada. And of course from Prabhupada we will remember Radha Vallabha. Clear. So we are establishing chain and connection. So it is very important that we remember Lord form. So then of course leelas. So leelas are the one which will keep us more entertained. See, our mind cannot be just kept quiet. Right? We can't sit down here for 1 hour, so when nobody is here and no activities are happening. So we might be really, doing thinking, or maybe trying to do some dhyana, but our mind is actually taking us everywhere. So physically we may be in the temple, mentally we are everywhere in the world. Right? So mind can take us to many other places. So of course, if we can take this mind to a right place like Holy Dham, so due to pandemic, we are not able to visit Vrindavan Dham, Mayapur Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, but we are stuck here. Of course, no problem. So if you can somehow manage to come into the temple even during pandemic, you are in Vrindavan, you are in Mayapur, you are in Jagannath Puri. And this is what Prabhupada has promised, and especially for Melbourne temple. And I am sure many of you remember outside there is a statement. So those who are engaged in Gauri-Dai service, Radha Vallabha service, Jagannatha Subhadramaya service, Narasimha Deva service, of course Prabhupada service, then all other Sarigrams and deities, and of course I do not remember all their names, but I can see those videos every day thanks to Sri Krishna Prabhu more in detail, because from our eyes and our perfect, we can't see very clearly. But he has captured perfectly. I think even if you are yet attached to seeing this Divya Darshan photo that Sri Krishna Prabhu is sending, just before sleeping. Then if you don't see before sleeping, when you wake up in the morning, pick up your mobile phone, look at WhatsApp message from Sri Krishna Prabhu. So they are the beautiful deities of in farms with beautiful dresses that was offered during 9 o'clock. So even those also will be perfect. I can tell you that will really perfect our life. And of course, most of you remember, we are seeing the Lord now. Then we go out, actually if somebody asks you, so what kind of dress Lord Krishna was wearing today? Often we don't remember. Especially there are so much variety. Today seems okay because there is predominantly yellow color is dominant. So we might be able to remember and explain. But other days when they are, you know, pink and these various kind of colors, very difficult to remember. So that time I would again open a WhatsApp, look at Diva Darshan complete, then go and find out what the color is. It's very, very important. If you can remember every day the color of Diva's dress, which means we are remembering law. We care about law. So what dress is wearing, what color is wearing, correct? And what kind of his mukuta is. And of course, Jagannath, so this trophy during Sainarati is very, very handsome, very, very beautiful. So Jagannath is even more handsome at that time. So because so very, very clearly you can see each of those items that are offered to Lord. So these are the forms, and the leelas are endless. And today the verse is explicitly, you know, emphasizing about leela. So remembering those leelas, which means remembering leelas of Lord and their devotees. So Lord is not performing leelas just by himself. Correct? So wherever devotees are, there the Lord is. So you see any leelas, he isn't performing independently without presence of devotees. And he'll perform all these leelas just to deliver us, just to attract us. Correct? Just to save us also. So there are times he has to perform leela to kill demons. Correct? So that we are can perform Lord's seva peacefully. So that is established religious principles, established pious activities. So Lord has performed. So these leelas are very important. So when we start thinking about leelas or start understanding the leelas, so we will get inspiration. In spite of enormous amount of challenges and troubles devotees have faced, but they have made their life successful. Sometimes we think, oh, so maybe my income is not that big enough, you know, to be more happier in Melbourne. So sometimes people have. Or maybe I have to have a highest qualification to perform, to be able to have a visibility to go to Vaikuntha Loka. So here Lord is explaining that, so your jnana is actually not that important. Your bhakti is important. And of course there are many leelas explaining. I'm sure all of you know about the story of cobbler and Brahman. So Brahman was a very great learned scholar. He was performing so many scholarly activities. So when Narada Muni appeared, she was performing the ritual activities. He didn't get up to offer him obeisance. Instead, he's doing, let me complete, then Narada let him get there. After completing, he gave obeisance. But on the other hand, he's popular. So when he saw Narada Muni, whatever he was doing, he let him stop and paid obeisance to Narada Muni. So then Muni shows, so from Narada Muni perspective, who gets more peace? So obviously, Narada Muni is very much pleased with this cobbler compared to Brahman now, who is just performing and showing his scholarly activities and not surrendering. If somebody comes to your house, so obviously it is our duty to get up and then welcome them. And what to speak of a person like Narada Muni, who is directly connected to Supreme Lord Narayana. So he can take us to any place you like. So by following instructions, the many devotees have been perfect in their life. So there are so many of those leelas, you can find it in this Srimad Bhagavatam, following instructions of Narada Muni, so many have become successful. So Dhruva Maharaj has become successful, Prahlad Maharaj has become successful. So that means person may be born in any family. Our birth is not a qualification required. You can, one can be born in demonic asura kula, or you can be born in family of the kings, all the way coming from Manu, Manu himself, like Dhruva Maharaj. But following the instruction of the devotee is one perfected. So therefore, it is very important to follow instructions of devotees and remember the Leela. The Leela is the most important. And this chapter is also about Leela. Ajami, correct? So Ajami, the history of life of Ajami. And we will study soon more details about this life of Ajami. So this chapter is particularly emphasizing that Nama. The verse talk about Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. One who can remember Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, even though not knowing Krishna fully, so can make life successful. So that is the verse. So today's verse. Then this Ajami life really shows that in spite of me performing so many sinful activities in his life, but at last breath of life he is able to remember Lord Narayana, because of which he was relieved. Not only relieved, so he was able to remember what he learned earlier as a Brahman, then follow those perfectly. And by following them, what he achieved, that you can see on the cover of the book. Earlier, actually, until I read this fully, I didn't understand who is this person. So here we see the Vishnu Dudas, came with golden chariot. Then here we see someone is going up. First I thought maybe Dhruva Maharaj. Then, so thought for so much of us looking just like, someone in Vaikuntha. So from Ajami life, so many sinful, and he was given chance to again perform bhakti, and then he is able to perfect his life, and within the same life, and he, perfected and purified so much that Vishnu Dutas have again came to take him back to Vaikuntha Loka. Yeah, so this chapter and the book cover, so should be our goal. If you can remember who this person is, in spite of performing all those simple activities, maybe we might have not performed so many simple activities in this life, but we have done so many simple activities in our previous millions of lifetime. So by having surrendered to Lord, His Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. So surrendering and following them, remembering them and again, when we remember the Leelas of Lord and devotees again, so we get inspired to follow them. Our position may be not perfect, we may not be the jnanis, we may not remember all the verses of the Bhagavad Gita, or we may not remember English translation of Guru Vandana, just like Priya Madhaji, English translation. So she can tell each of those without looking at it. At least I have to see every day while remembering. So you may not be able to remember, so no problem. But if you are able to remember these pastimes more and more easily, and that's more easy to remember, correct? So there you need Sanskrit scholarly activities. You don't have to be Sanskrit scholar. You don't have to be perfect Bengali to understand some of these Bengali songs. So we just heard Bengali songs just before we started the class. We may not know that. But if you are able to remember these pastimes, that is what experience from not from me, it is from Supreme Lord. So Supreme Lord incarnation has his book Bhagavat, right? So Bhagavat, so which is again written by Vasudev, is a written incarnation of Lord. So therefore, it's very important that we remember. So in purport, Prabhupada talks about whom do we remember? So this verse particularly talks about remembering Lord Sri Krishna. It establishes supremacy of Lord Krishna. The previous 2-3 verses talked about Vasudeva Parayana, then Narayana Parayana. So certainly by surrendering to the lotus feet of Vasudeva, surrendering to the lotus feet of Narayana, we will definitely achieve success, no doubt about it. But if you are able to surrender to Krishna, so you will achieve all the success. So you don't have to explicitly surrender to all expansions of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna has unlimited expansions. So there is no limit to it. If you go to Vaikuntha Loka, you know, spiritual world, you have unlimited Vaikuntha Loka. And each of the Vaikuntha Loka has a predominant deity. So it can be Lord Narasimhadev, Lord Buddha, Lord Kalki. So we hear all those, we only hear, we remember just the Savatara. But if you go through, it is uncountable. So many expansions of Lord. Correct? Then Lord Bharada, Lord Ritai, so many expansions. So just by remembering Supreme Lord Krishna, who is the source of all. Correct? So he is the also Swayam Bhagavan. So that is also Prabhupada emphasized. He is Swayam Bhagavan. So he is, can expand into so many. We can remember expansion. Sometimes we say, oh, we are more attached to Vishta Devatas. So very common. So if I go to some of the places in Andhra Pradesh, for example, now they call Andhra and Telangana, they have split into two. So this will go on anyway. So there, Narasimhadev is very prominent. Lord Narasimhadev, Ahodhiram, where he appeared. And then of course, there are many other places in around those places. Even my place, Bidar, we have got a Narasimhachara. So Narasimhachara is very famous, and especially the people of Telangana come to Narasimhachara. You know, the whole this bigger Andhra Pradesh split into Andhra and Telangana. The Telangana part is more towards this Karnataka, Bidar, so North Karnataka. So there we have got a cave where there is Lord Narasimhadev. So it's very, very prominent. So half a kilometer cave you have to walk, and inside there will be water up to here. So you walk in that, people say, Govinda, 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 there are bats above. Of course, bats can't see. But anyway, people keep going, Govinda, Govinda, and finally you reach there and you see Lord Narasimhadev. So that is their Ishta Devata. Lifetime they are remembering Lord Narasimhadev only. So that is perfectly okay, no problem. So if they are able to remember Lord Narasimhadev, so that means they will remember Prahlad Maharaj also. And if they are remembering Prahlad Maharaj, they will remember Hiranyakashipu as well. And if they remember Hiranyakashipu, they will remember Jaya Vijay. And if they are able to remember Jaya Vijay, they will remember Lord Narayan. And if they are able to know Narayan, they will know why this story has happened. So they will see, oh, four Kumaras. Oh, this four Kumaras have been living so many years, but they look like a tiny 6-year baby. Correct? And very beautiful, attractive. So, and how they perfected their life too, they have become later. So this is like a loop. So there is never ending. So you can connect to different leelas of Lord, then through those leelas we can remember the forms, and through those forms we will remember how devotees are perfected. And of course most of them have perfected their life by chanting holy names, because chanting holy name is the most inexpensive method. See, performing worship is a bit expensive method. If you have to perform opulently, so you have to get great deity from a nice, beautiful deity from a place which is sculptured by the best artist in the world. And then, of course, these deities can be expensive too. So, if you want a life size deity of Radha Vallabha, they may cost us $10,000-$20,000. So, maybe we don't have that much of money. Correct? Then, even if you get deity, that is not all. You have to perform seva every day, right from morning 3 o'clock to evening night 10 o'clock. So we need so many devotees to perform, correct? And then we need to get the dresses, we need to decorate them, bring flowers, make garland, all these activities are there. So those are actually very good to work. When we have a wealth, definitely we must perform those wealth for the activities which is happening in this temple, all the devotees are engaged. If that is not possible, there is no problem. Lord doesn't expect that. He says, don't worry, just remember my name. So you don't have to pay anything. You don't have to perform upline worship at all. Especially in Kali Yuga, you cannot do it at all. Correct? So that is why they are not prescribed. So if you can do it, but it is not a perfect prescribed method. So those were meant for Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga. So Dwapar Yuga was for temple worship, right? Yeah. So those are Dwapara Yuga. So that during that period the Lord was there, Dwarakadis was there. So the places were more opulent, correct? There were kings were there, we can do that. But now, so we may not be. So whatever we are may not be perfect, but that those who cannot have a deity in their life or cannot have established a big deity in temple, no problem. Remember holy name. So that is also one of the method. So we can perfect. So there are many devotees who perfect their life just by remembering holy name. Holy name. So this is very, very important, which one anyone can chant. And for Kali Yuga, this is no other way. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, correct, for Kali Yuga, there is no other way other than chanting holy name of Lord Krishna. That's why we have Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In Hare Krishna Mahamantra, some of the say, this is like a number to die. If I want to talk to Sri Krishna Prabhu, he has his own unique number. And if I want to talk to Priya Mataji, she has her own number. We don't have a same number, right? Everybody has a different number. Correct? Everybody, if I want to talk to Anuradha Prabhu, he has his own number. He probably has multiple numbers. One number to get through his secretary to Anuradha Prabhu, other number does. So many of us may not have direct number. So similarly, Lord also has a number. And his number is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So keep remembering this number. You may not remember your mobile number. At least I don't remember my mobile number. Whenever somebody asks, I ask them, please, can you tell, or I will tell Prema, can you please tell me my mobile number, because he has mine. So I'll ask somebody else. So I don't remember, but at least I hope that I can at least remember this transcendental mobile number of Lord Sri Krishna. I keep remembering it all the time. And of course, I recommend everyone to remember as well. You don't need to remember my number. Please remember Lord Krishna's number and perfect your life and then perfect now and also. At the end of your life, remember Lord name. So everybody go back to spiritual world. So we meet Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, not a Lord Krishna, of course. Prabhupada will be there. So we only see Prabhupada every day in his murti form. So we can see him in person. I think how wonderful, how pleasure it will be to directly be with Prabhupada and follow his instruction. And whoever followed the instruction here, they will perfect their life, and we can at least remember Lord name and go back, and Prabhupada will, we can grow under the shelter of Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. So with this, let me stop here. So thank you all of you for hearing me, please. Any other questions, family member, please ask our Sri Krishna is here, so he is a perfect acharya for answering the question. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Patanjali, yes?
I don't have a question, but I just wanted to share something that I remember while you were giving the class. Thank you for the class, it was really nice. I was just thinking that it's amazing we see this happening even today. There are so many people who, they have been born with eating meat, and they've been smoking and drinking, and so many sinful activities. And then when they come across a devotee, or when they go on Harinam, they get taste for the holy name, and then all these things are then automatically distasteful for them. And through the name, they get attracted to the holy name, and then they don't even like the sinful activities anymore. The purification of life, and they get purified, and then they don't even like those sinful activities, and they completely change their lives, and they take to the process. I think that's really amazing. I think this verse sort of reminded me of that.
So Prema, tell me the question in one sentence.
It's just a comment that people who are sinful and addicted to sinful habits, when after taking Harinam or listening to holy, they get purified, and they'll give up, they don't want it anymore. So,
yes. So not only purified, but we also develop distaste for material activities. Correct? So we have taste for so many things. So, over a period of time, you notice yourself. See, if you go back to yourself, say 20 years ago, than every year. What was most attractive 20 years ago, now it is not at all attractive. Correct? So if those activities become distasteful, sometimes neutral or no taste, if they become not only no taste but distaste, no, you know, like if you put something, just vomit out. So like if they become so distasteful, that actually means that you are progressing Krishna consciousness. That is the test. I think Prabhupada was asked, so what is the test for the advancement of Krishna? How do you know the person is advancing Krishna consciousness? If this person has developed a distaste for material activities, so that means he progressed in Krishna consciousness, so there is a test, the litmus test. Correct? So sometimes people do blood tests, they start various tests, but this is a test. If you have distaste for material activities, definitely that means you are progressing, so therefore holy will be working. For some people it will take more time, for some people immediate. Depending upon how sincere you have taken it. Depending upon who has given you that holy name also, correct? So if it is given by the powerful acharya, so he is fully empowered, and directly from him it can be more effective. We know that, correct? So even materially also, if you are given a piece of paper, so this book by me may be not that valuable, but if it is given by Prabhupada himself, it is considered very prestigious, very valuable. So similarly, if it is given by a great devotee, a Lord with perfect devotee, so because he is not only giving you holy name, but he is also transforming Lord from his heart to your heart. Correct? So he carries Lord in heart and he transfers from his heart to his heart. So taking holy name from right person. And even I think it said that if you are hearing, if you are sitting next to somebody hearing, if you are sitting next to a person who is very purified, Mahabhagavat, and hear holy name that he is chanting, it can be very powerful. We may not be chanting, but we are hearing from other person. Correct? So we are hearing from great devotee, therefore we perfect ourselves. Yes. Yeah, holy name is, I think Prabhupada has only dependent on holy name. So some of you also know that Prabhupada's godbrothers also went to UK and few others went to different countries and then they came back. Then later on some of the devotees asked, so what made Prabhupada special, that so many others have went, they were also disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, and they were empowered by Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, not only sending them but more money and organizing many things. Well, Prabhupada didn't have money, didn't know properly address, he just went. But why is he successful? It seems Prabhupada had full faith in holy name, unlike others. This is what I read somewhere, that Prabhupada had full faith in holy name. Just holy name, for everything holy name, depend on holy name. That is perfect. Thank you. Hare Krishna.